prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Test. That's better. Okay. Sorry about that.
You were scaring me there.
Yeah, I know, right? Usually, you're usually the one that has the problems.
Yeah.
We have a great show planned today. Obviously, this is the first Blueprint Power Hour of the year, 2015, with Rob Regish, and then we're going to be changing it up during the second hour. You're not going to want to miss the second hour show. If you're tired of hearing about feeding the world, and that's the reason that Monsanto has to create Frankenfood, you're going to want to hear Dr. Claire Kremen talk about the fact that organic crops can compete with, what's my computer doing? Organic crops can compete with conventional and genetically modified crops when it comes to production. So we can feed the world organic. Rob, do you eat organic?
I do when I can, which is to say during the famine phase of Blueprint. And you may hear me clearing my throat a few times in this episode. I've got a little throat issue going on. I don't know what it is yet.
Okay. That's fine. All right. So anyway, we also, 2015 is the introduction of your new product, Progenidrex, right?
Yeah, it is. It's up for sale today exclusively at PredatorNutrition.com. And we have a big special running right now for U.S. customers. Today through January 14th, if you buy one, you get one at half price using the discount code USARocks. That's all one word, USARocks.
Does it matter if it's caps or lowercase or does it matter at all?
Well, here it's lowercase. I'm not quite sure, but if caps don't work, run lowercase. We're just getting some fantastic feedback rolling in on Predator Sport. I'm really excited to see where guys are going to be after 6 weeks based on where they are now.
Well, what's the magic in this product? It says that it's non-hormonal muscle builder, which the timing is perfect with the new ban that just hit. What's the magic in it?
Anacyclus perethrum, creatine hydrochloride, disodium phosphate, and lexogenin. I was able to procure some very high quality lexogenin through a company over there, and presto, it's in the new product, and that's the magic.
Pretty exciting stuff, really.
Yeah,
exciting.
It sure is.
Are you worried that enough U.S. buyers won't come up because they have to order from the U.K.? What's the shipping time like?
Shipping. Reggie's the CEO over at Predator. He introduced some sort of new shipping system, and I heard from a guy that ordered on Christmas Eve. He had it 2 days later, and here's the punchline. He lives in Washington State.
Wow.
So
that was really
Predator's
funny.
Really got their act together.
My microphone hiccup at the beginning of the show caused me to fail to mention something, that today's show is being brought to you by All American EFX. AEFX has stepped up to become a title sponsor of the show. We've never had a title sponsor before because I really didn't want to tie myself to a particular company.
Right.
But Dr. Jeff Galini there wants only to help the show reach more people. It's not going to be an All American EFX pimp show at all. The show has not changed, other than at the beginning of the show, I'll say, thanks to a grant from All American EFX, the show is made possible. So there.
Yeah. All I've heard about Jeff and All American are great things. Mass uses them for their pre-alkaline and
sure.
I think a few other items. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're good people. All right, so let's get started. The first question of the new year comes from longtime listener and superhuman Johnny Gray. I heard you talk about the heavy, medium, light method before. Question, have you used it? And if so, does it work? If it does, how come I don't see more people using it today?
Yeah, well, to clarify, The original heavy medium light system was developed and practiced by the world famous York Barbell Club in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Now, yeah, yep. It goes back to their manuals, which I was fortunate enough to get a copy of, I think through Brooks Cubic. Now, have I used it? Yes. Does it work? Yes. It's produced many a world record holder. So I first came across it, I remember now, in the old time strongman courses offered by Brooks. And they're highly recommended, by the way, the History's Strongest Men and How They Train series. The only problem is it's rather subjective. You know, one must remember that these were advanced men that were using it, usually under the supervision of even more experienced trainers. And therein lies the problem. Most trainees will lack the intuition necessary to determine how much weight, volume, and frequency to use through, you know, trial and error. And there's going to be a lot of trial and error. A much better solution is the max effort speed work training employed by Westside Barbell. It puts a much finer point on things, along with developing more power. In a nutshell, there are two max effort or heavy sessions per week, rotated with two speed workouts per week. Most people understand heavy, but they struggle with the speed work. Here it is in a nutshell. Load the barbell with 50% of your one rep max and move the weight as quickly as possible. For the bench, 8-10 sets of 3 reps with 30 seconds rest between sets is ideal. For the squat and deadlift, 10 to 12 sets of 2 reps with 45 seconds between sets is the prescription. Now, as you get more advanced, adding chains, but especially bands, just makes you that much more explosive. How does it work? It's simple. Force equals mass times acceleration. Everybody's trying to add more weight to the bar, which results in the bar speed slowing down. By working lighter like that, you focus on bar speed to work both sides of the power equation. I hope that helps, Johnny.
Boy, between your computer, my microphone, are there race cars in the background? I'm trying to figure out.
I'm not hearing them.
Mike Grady says, love the show, never miss an episode. Can you tell me if you supplement Yohimbe extract 450 is any good, if the supplement is any good? I picked up 2 bottles on clearance from GNC.
Atypical, but this is a powerful product in my opinion, but it's horribly overpriced. Yohimbe is a tricky supplement to nail down, right? There are no less than 28 different alkaloids identified. Some of these are beneficial. Others lead to unpleasant side effects like goosebumps that don't go away, trembling, sweating, and paranoia. Not fun. Too much Yohimbe in any form isn't pleasant. But in particular, this product is unusually strong. I see 2 different applications. As a standalone fat burner and as a pro-erection drug, many aren't aware of this, but before Viagra, there was a prescription Yohimbe by the name of Yohimbex, 4.5 milligram per tab. It was and still is very effective for that purpose, allowing blood to flow into the penis while preventing it from flowing out. Since Viagra and related drugs do the same, but without the jittery side effects, they've all but pushed Yohimbex out of the market.
Well, but also individuals with high blood pressure, it was contraindicated that they could use Yohimbex because it also raised blood pressure.
Excellent point.
And that was another big issue with the whole Yohimbine, you know, as a erectile dysfunction tool. It raised your blood pressure really high.
Yes, it does. Excellent point. Now, in terms of fat loss, Yohimbe is unique insofar as it targets receptors not usually affected by traditional thermogenics, which is to say hips, thighs, and glutes in women, and the lower abdomen in men. But, and this is a big but, it's important to never take Yohimbe with any other stimulant because it amplifies their effects considerably. One pill, 9 milligrams of this product, 9 milligrams of active Yohimbe alkaloids, is plenty. and should be taken about an hour prior to physical activity. Taking it on an empty stomach will lead to a much more pronounced effect, and it's important to use it in the absence of high insulin levels. Okay, so use either 9 milligrams on one pill on an empty stomach, or take it with a low glycemic meal. In all candor, alpha yohimbine is a kinder and gentler solution, as it doesn't impart the shakiness, jitters, and so forth, you know, its full spectrum cousin does. Rotating a day of ephedrine plus caffeine or other thermogenic with a day of alpha yohimbine is probably the best solution. I hope that helps, Mike.
And so is this, does yohimbine and obviously alpha yohimbine, which is a little bit safer,
yeah.
Do they act as beta adrenergic receptor antagonists or agonists? Is that why they're effective on that fat below the hip and below the waist for women?
No, it's not like ephedrine, for example. It targets completely different receptors. Their name escapes me right now, but they're usually left untouched by these traditional thermogenics. So yohimbe and alpha yohimbine in particular are absolutely fantastic slimming aids. You will feel them. Please don't take too much. Don't underestimate these. It's a powerful product.
Now, does alpha yohimbine, which was specifically created so that you would not get the jitters and high blood pressure, is alpha yohimbine as effective, or obviously it's less effective because it's missing some of the active ingredients to make it more safer? Is it less effective or as effective as just plain old yohimbine?
I would say it's as or more effective for fat loss.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know about the pro-erection equality.
No. We're just talking about fat loss here. That's all.
Yeah, as effective or more so than yohimbe, straight yohimbe.
How long do you have to take the alpha yohimbine before you start to notice changes in body fat?
Changes in body fat. Probably 2 weeks, believe it or not. Okay. You know, it results in some water being retained in the body, so give yourself a day or two off before you take measurements and look at photos and whatnot.
So it causes water to be retained, or it's a diuretic?
No, it causes some water to be retained.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, alpha yohimbine, interestingly enough, does not do that.
Mm.
For what reason?
Maybe the elevated blood pressure was a result of the changes in hemodynamics from water retention.
Very well could be. Some good detective work there. You know, there are 28 different alkaloids in straight yohimbine bark. And I'm convinced that not all of them are beneficial. And in fact, some of them are contributing to the unpleasant, you know, shakiness, sweating, paranoia type of effects that nobody wants.
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Mike Enos. Enos? How do you pronounce it?
Enos.
Okay. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Check out Rob Regish's new product, Progenidrex. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today. If you're inside the U.S., use the coupon code USROCKS, all one word, lowercase or uppercase, see which one works, and get a buy one, get the other bottle at 50% off. Super duper deal. Everything that Rob Regish makes works. He's not a giant supplement manufacturer, and maybe that's why you should trust him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
You want to kickstart your fat loss in 2015, you can get a free month supply of the Age Force Weight Loss Fat Burner Patch by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the skyscraper banner ad today. You can get a free month supply. You can sign up for the auto ship and cancel it if you want. You can just ask for the one free month, whatever you want to do, but you can try it, test drive it now and see what everybody else is talking about when they talk about how it helps them lose body fat. Mike Eno says, what's your take on dieting for fat loss while preserving muscle? Is a ketogenic diet the fastest way to get lean, low-fat diet, or something else? I got opinions on this. I need to get in shape for vacation fast. I was hoping you could offer something that would help. I'm an ectomorph, by the way, but I am not certain if I'm a mix or ectomeso or not.
Well, Mike, it's largely dependent on somatotype and whether or not you oxidize fats well. It gets even more complex than that, and it's here where consulting with a trusted coach or expert can pay big dividends. So let's look at an example. There are many ectomorphs, naturally thin folks who find it hard to build muscle, that do oxidize fats well. In truth, most people are a mix of one of three somatotypes, and your suspicions, I they're spot on. The problem is these same folks also happen to lose a lot of muscle on a ketogenic diet. Now, I'm one such individual, and if you have any ecto-leaning tendencies, a pure ketogenic diet isn't advised. The optimal solution for most resides in a cycling ketogenic diet, as in low carbs during the week, with some after training, and carb and creatine loading on weekends. It is ideal for those individuals that don't weigh or measure their food or track calories, because you're just rotating macronutrients, proteins, carbs, and fats. And let's be honest, most people won't, you know, track their calories and weigh and measure their food. And compliance is everything. Now, if you are willing to track calories, a much better approach is to zigzag caloric intake between 100% of maintenance levels on training days and anywhere between 70 and 90% of maintenance during off days. The key is getting 50% of your carbs, 50%, and calories for the day in the 2 hours after weight training. It leads to much better fat loss, muscle fullness, and energy levels. So I hope that helps.
So I made a decision to use this New Year springboard as an opportunity for me to get back into the kind of shape I was when I turned 50. 6 years ago, I was at my leanest and most muscular, and while I'm carrying more muscle today, I'm not at my leanest. The simplest thing that I've found, personally, is commit to 6 or 8 different foods day in and day out. And people right away go, oh, this is boring. It's not boring. It's liberating. It's freeing. You go to the grocery store, you buy 6 to 8 different things. You cook or prepare 6 to 8 different things. You prepare your food on Sundays and Wednesdays. You boil your chicken so it's not dried out. You wrap it up in 6 ounce packages. So that's 36 grams of protein. You add in some good carbs like yams or broccoli, a handful of walnuts. You eat 5 times a day. This is so much simpler than everybody makes it out to be. If you want to actually gain muscle, not just maintain muscle, and lose body fat, you must be in a fed state. If your body doesn't believe the environment is abundant and providing for it by eating every 3 hours, which also, by the way, affects insulin levels, which keep you from producing new body fat. If your body doesn't think it's in a fed state, then it's going to always try to change where the food goes, and it's going to try to store more fat. The fastest way, the easiest way to get lean is to pick 6 or 8 foods that you know you can eat day in and day out, prepare them. I've eaten 3 meals already today. I'll eat one more after the show and one more when I get home. I'm done. And I already know what I'm having. Boiled chicken and broccoli, boiled chicken and I know people going, oh, that's disgusting. No, it's very freeing. It's very liberating. I don't have to worry about mixing and weighing anything. I weigh it when I prepare it and I throw it in a bag and it's done.
Yeah.
It's so simple. People make this way too hard. Way too hard. But anyway, okay. Good discussion, especially at the beginning of the new year. Panos Antonakos, Happy New Year, Panos. What can you tell me about Tianeptine. It looks like a nootropic, but was a new one to me. Since it's brand new, I wanted to check with you before spending money on it.
Well, Tianeptine is an anti-anxiety supplement / drug that also has mood-boosting properties. It has nootropic properties as well with respect to individuals whose cognition is negatively impacted by mood disorders. It's been shown to improve focus and concentration in individuals who have poor attention spans as well. This compound gets its mood-boosting abilities from one of two mechanisms. The first explanation is that it enhances serotonin reuptake. However, more recent research indicates its function as a glutamate receptor modulator is the more likely explanation. There are also reports it's an effective analgesic, even for individuals suffering from chronic pain. There is some evidence also that it attenuates symptoms related to intestinal health issues. In all honesty, I haven't tried this yet. The initial reports are encouraging, though, with some comparing it to Xanax without the sedation. For all the anti-anxiety benefits, suggest dosing 12.5 milligrams twice a day. You can pick up a gram of it for around $10 at PowderCity.com. They also offer 5, 10, and 25-gram amounts at a reasonable price if you like it. And for Blueprint Power Hour listeners, I was able to secure an additional 10% off that by entering the discount code POWDERS10. If you do try it, Panos, by all means, do report back. It is a very interesting nootropic.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it. I'm interested in finding out about it as well.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I don't know if it's Russian, but that would be typical of like Fenibut, for example,
right,
and other nootropics developed there. It has anti-anxiety compounds, but without impairing motor function or, you know, leaving you out of it.
That's what was the injectable one we talked about that they discovered and had such great result? Had the same, it's a peptide. You and I talked about it on the show either earlier in this year or late last year.
Yeah.
It starts with an E. It sounds like Equinox or Epox or... It'll come to me.
I don't know.
It'll come to me. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Wayne Bloom. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio
ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Later in the show, we're going to bust the myth about conventional versus organic. You know, all those out there who are promoting conventional crops and genetically modified crops say, hey, if you want to feed the world, you have to go with these poison-laden Franken crops. We can't do organic. Well, it's a lie. It's a lie. And the reality is that organic crops can compete. And if, in fact, even maybe have some benefits far outweighing conventional crops when we talk about sustainability. We're going to talk about that during the second hour. Rob, are you moving furniture now?
No, okay. I'm just moving around.
Okay. Wayne Bloom, he says, I see where you're a big fan of Convict Conditioning. My question is, what do you make of his new release, Convict Conditioning 3, and do you use bodyweight training exclusively now?
Well, the rumors are true. Convict Conditioning 3, Explosive Calisthenics, is up for sale. Between the release of Progenidrex, writing the Blueprint 4.0, and another product release, I haven't had time to read it yet. It's on my short list. The original Convict Conditioning focused on the big six moves, working the entire body and, of course, focusing on strength, the bedrock of every other type of strength quality. In Convict Conditioning 3, Coach Wade is bringing us the explosive six, which will turn that strength into incredible power. From the little I know of it, you'll need nothing more than a chin-up bar or a tree branch for equipment, something to hang from. Expect a more detailed review at a later date. But if you've mastered Convict Conditioning 1, or at least made significant headway, this would be a gem of an addition to your training library. I still use a healthy dose of static holds in my training, along with other techniques and tips I've come across over the years, in addition to primarily bodyweight training. Just this week, for example, I performed top-range rack pulls with static holds, hip belt squats, and pullovers. I also broke out a combination static hold Katsu Tabata hybrid I developed specifically for arm growth. And suffice it to say, in just one round of that performed 4 days ago, my biceps are aching, swollen, and still engorged today. It's that intense, that effective, and can only be performed sporadically. The most effective tools for the job are seldom the same, and I suggest you proceed accordingly. You aren't going to grow huge traps or light up the central nervous system with bridges, but you will with top range rack pulls and static holds. Conversely, that movement won't build ultimate flexibility, remove calcium deposits, or stretch the entire front of the body like the bridge. Uh-huh. You need both, so understand you need to choose the appropriate arrow from your quiver.
This is really, this next question is really interesting, and I was reading it. It comes from Eric Gordon, and this is a very, very astute question from somebody who's obviously buying supplements. Where do you stand on proprietary blends versus open label formulas? I notice where your product Synthogen and Progenidrex are proprietary blends, but Tranquilogen is a mix. some insight would be appreciated.
Yeah, for the consumer, open label formulas are certainly easier to understand. This applies more so to the supplement newbie versus someone who's been in the market for some time. Now, a savvy, seasoned customer or consumer can usually reverse engineer the ingredients and amounts in a prop blend. What he or she can't do, though, is determine the quality of raws used, how the ingredients act together to deliver a more pronounced combined effect, etc. This is a highly competitive and, frankly, copycat business. If you formulate for companies like I do, you have two choices, all right, on how to protect your work. Open label is nice, but you'll be confronted with the additional cost of patenting, trademarking, or otherwise protecting your formula. Even then, there's no guarantee some company won't copy you outright, right down to the scientific references and the ad copy you use. This happened to me. Even then, you'll spend a lot of money in court trying to fight these unscrupulous companies, and there's no guarantee that you'll win. The strongest indicator, in my opinion, of whether to invest in a prop blend is track record, meaning does the company offer other prop blends with good feedback, but more importantly, have stood the test of time, the ultimate test. That is the biggest giveaway, in my opinion, and it's something you'll do well to research before investing in any product. So I appreciate your question, Eric. Carl, as you said, this was really good and points to a highly educated consumer, the kind personally that I want.
Well, also, you know, I remember the term fairy dust from maybe 8 or 10 years ago.
Pixie dust.
Thank you. When implying that some of these supplements really had nothing in them. These proprietary blends in the past have been used to make it look like there's a lot going on when there's really nothing going on.
Right.
So, I like companies that are prepared to give full disclosure because there's few ways to patent a supplement unless it does something so novel, that it's patentable. So the next step, and I understand this, is proprietary blends. Because that way you can keep your competitors from just reverse engineering your product. But,
right.
But there are other reasons that companies do proprietary blends, and that's because they don't want you to know if there's really anything in the product at all.
Yeah. The original, or one of the earliest and most famous prop blends, for those that remember it, was Hot Stuff. Back in the late 80s, early 90s. Now this had a little bit of everything in it. Basically every ingredient that people thought would build muscle or burn fat was in this thing. And it was listed under a prop blend. Now, interestingly enough, people that got the early batches, such as I did, noticed something significant. You know, a gain of 5 pounds, 5 to 8 pounds while using it for a month were not uncommon. And then subsequently later batches did not have the magic. I still remember the way it tastes, the way it smells.
Wasn't it orange? It was orange flavored, wasn't it? Creamsicle?
It had a light orange to a creamsicle-like flavor
to it.
Yeah. It wasn't, actually, for the time, it was one of the better tasting supplements out there. So, you know, long story short, I think the initial batches were spiked with something, but it was a unique product. And if you ever got a hold of it back in the day, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, and Hot Stuff was the original kitchen sink supplement. After Hot Stuff, they started using the term kitchen sink supplements. In other words, they throw everything in it, including the kitchen sink. But Hot Stuff was based on the premise that it's very, very smart that every person out there who is supplementing has a foundational group of supplements they take. Creatine, beta-alanine, vitamin C, vitamin E, blah, 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 blah. And their attitude was, look, we'll put it in one jar, we'll make it a powder, so we're not capping everything, and we'll keep costs low, and based on, and their mission was, as new, agents find their way into what is considered foundational supplements, we'll just add it. So you'll never have to worry about, are you using the newest, latest, greatest, because it'll already be in there. The concept is brilliant. It really is. The problem with it is this. You have segments of people where they don't give a damn about antioxidants. All they care about is raw muscle growth. Then you have individuals who are like, I want muscle, but I need to lose body fat. The one group is going to look for something that has some lipolytic effects. One group is looking for something that has antioxidant effects. One group is looking for just raw muscle building. You would have to have five or six different hot stuffs because there are five or six different categories of supplement buyer out there. But the concept was sound. I say that today. We talk about hot stuff all the time. Look at it. How many years ago was that, Rob?
Oh, God, late 80s, early 90s.
I mean, we're still talking about it because they were onto something. But the problem was they thought that they could take it and make one blend for everybody, and that was their mistake.
Yeah, yeah. To say nothing of, there are some ingredients that do not lend themselves well to a powder.
Alpha lipoic acid, for instance. Remember when everybody was using raw? Yeah. I mean, it burns your throat going down.
I took that powder and I remember it burning, going down.
I remember going all the craze was to put R-Ala in your post-workout drink because it mimicked insulin. I was buying Ala capsules and I was opening them up and putting them into the drink. The first time I drank it, 200 milligrams of R-Ala, oh my God, I thought I had fire in my throat. I was like, holy crap, how's anybody doing this? And then I started taking them as caps after that. I didn't bother with the powder.
Yeah. Yeah, certain ingredients do not lend themselves well to a powder. Rapunticum carthamoids extract comes to mind immediately because we tried to do Synthogen in a cost-effective powder as a adjunct to the encapsulated product. God, the test batches that came back on that stuff were god awful. You know, especially in the potencies that we use. It has a very particular burnt resin type smell.
Yeah.
As do other herbs. So you're never going to see effective doses of many herbs, especially adaptogens, in these products. It just doesn't lend itself well.
Yeah. Rhodiola tastes good. It almost has a cinnamon-like taste, doesn't it?
Yeah, rhodiola is one that does taste good.
Yeah,
right.
I know. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size,
exercise, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenadrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The blueprint tip of the day. Thoughts on what it takes to stay in this game for a lifetime and win. I'm all ears.
Yeah, well, when I get done with this, if you remember the name of that Russian anti-anxiety peptide.
It's Epitalon. I just ordered some from Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Okay.
I forgot about it, and I thought, you know, I should be taking that. It's supposed to improve telomere length as well.
Yeah. Who did you order it from?
Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Okay.
They have a great deal on a 10 milligram vial.
Okay. It's, so and what was the name for it again?
Epitalon. E-P-I-T-A-L-O-N.
I'm just writing that down. T-A-L-O-N.
Epitalon. We talked about Epitalon on the show. The Russians discovered it, and it improved management of stress. It improved focus.
Right.
Man, I hear what sounds like the fan from your computer or something. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm jotting it down because I'm very interested in it. If memory serves, you used it.
I did use it.
All right, so let's get back to the tip of the day. Thoughts on what it takes to stay in this game for a lifetime. I celebrated a birthday recently, turned 45 years old. In some respects, I'm satisfied given what I've accomplished in 30 years. In others, though, there's still work to do. Although I'm going to tell this story from a personal perspective, there are many crossroads that listeners can identify with, and still others are in your future. So I hope you will find this helpful. A young man usually starts training to attract young women. I was a little different. My father took me to our parish's basement and told the guy running it I needed stronger legs for baseball. I was weak as a kitten. These were just universal machines. But my body responded quickly. I was hooked from workout one. I could honestly tell you after that first workout, I knew I'd be doing this for the rest of my life. I got the girls thing. It was just another added bonus for me, though. A bad case of body dysmorphia followed. I quickly got into strength more than looks, which, in my opinion, is one of the keys to staying in this for the long haul, because strength always comes before growth. And let's face it, growth is sporadic at best. It isn't linear. You can always measure strength gains, though. One more rep or PR, personal record, lifting the same total tonnage in a shorter period of time, etc. Fork in the road number one is this. What do you do after newbie gains are exhausted? You focus on strength. The next thing I did that motivated me to continue was gaining weight. And at 6 foot, a buck 43, I was in sorry shape. I wasn't too particular about what kind of weight it was either, which in retrospect was a mistake. But every pound that registered on that scale fueled the fire. And that continued until about age 25 when I hit 252. Hurdle number two, check. I was in the books. Sidebar. Having unrealistic role models helps. Guys like Hulk Hogan, Arnold, and Sylvester Stallone were all over the place in the 80s. These men had the money, the women, and all the toys that went with that scene. The common denominator, as I saw it, muscle, and lots of it. The thing that cemented, though, my new identity was competing in powerlifting. I'd been a baseball player my whole life, a pitcher. That was how I self-identified. I got cut in college, though, because I did a lot more lifting than pitching, often skipping games because it was leg day. That got me cut from the team, but I'd already moved on. Right? I took first place in the New England Juniors in 1990, I think it was. And with that trophy came a new self-identity. Hurdle number three, check. The second to last hurdle was work and the demands employers put on you, especially after the economic meltdown of 2008. Forget 40 hours a week. You know, salaried employees are now expected to work 50, 60 hours a week or more. It's still going on. So consequently, time for training dwindles, but I found a solution to that too. HIIT, under the tutelage of none other than Mike Mentzer, high intensity training, one set to absolute muscular failure. Then I came across partials, power factor training, and then static holds, who today the authority on that is Pete Sisko. They all worked up my strength and even growth, little by little. Lately, the hurdle is injuries. It just happens when you get older. You know, more prehab and rehab work, more chiro visits, more physical therapy, but especially body weight training solved for that. I can see myself training now until the day they put me in the ground. You know, I couldn't see benching 400 pounds into a ripe old age. The moral of the story is this. You're going to be tempted on the road to Gainesville to throw the towel in, so you've got to be resilient. Wherever you are in this journey, the solution is to focus on strength versus appearance and building a vast training library of programs that deliver the goods. Having a short list of at least a half dozen programs that are sufficiently different from each other such that the body doesn't accommodate to stress is vital. Even better, arrange them in such a fashion they build upon one another, getting you stronger and stronger over the weeks, months, and years that follow. Because the strength and the guts that go into getting stronger builds into the very pillars of your psyche. You will notice it outside the gym as well. Something that'll keep you training and gaining is the relentless pursuit of physical excellence. That, I think, fuels me more than anything else. You know, I want to be known for, on some levels, physical excellence, not physical perfection, because you'll never achieve that, but physical excellence at 45, 55, 65, to whenever I check out, I want that on my gravestone. Yeah. So, along with my son's name.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, all good stuff. And you know what? You have to want to be in this game for the rest of your life in order to be in the game for the rest of your life. And even if you get off track for a little while, you can always get back on track. So, especially coming off the holidays, a lot of us kind of threw caution to the wind and we thought, well, you know what? Come January, I'm going to get serious about this. Good. Get serious about it. Don't feel bad that you threw caution to the wind the last 3 months of last year. Now move forward from where you are. Don't look back.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I pulled into my gym parking lot at about 10:30 a.m. I think it was Tuesday morning last week. Right, a time when most people should be at work. I could barely find a parking space.
Yeah, I know. Who's working there? I know. That, I thought the same thing. It's like, where don't people go to work anymore?
Yeah. Well, you know, what's going on is this. Most people, there we are again, most people start the new year with these, all these resolutions based on unrealistic expectations. So for about 3 weeks, maybe a month, they work hard with the best of intentions, but they go every day, which leads to overtraining or and or injuries. And the miracle body that's promised to them in these infomercials doesn't materialize. So they quit. You know, I was joking with one of the personal trainers on my way out. I said, must be the New Year's resolution crowd. Every treadmill, every machine was taken. He started laughing. He says, yeah. He says, all of our data tells us that they'll be gone by February and probably before.
Yeah. Well, so, great show for the first show of 2015. I promise to those who are listening, we will find out why Rob's microphone sounds the way it does before the next show, because some of you may have been a little distracted by it, but the message is still important. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Yeah, on the thank air you. Just a quick reminder, we've got that Progenidrex special for U.S. customers. 1 week left, buy one, get one half price using discount code USARocks. At PredatorNutrition.com.
And Predator Nutrition rocks. Reggie Joal over there, great company, really amazing company. I wish they would open up a branch in the United States. How about that?
Oh, my God. From shipping to resolving issues, if there are any, to customer service response time, they are what to shoot for, in my opinion. And they're no small outfit. You know, they are enormous from what I can see.
Yeah, they got a lot of locations now. Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Okay. Stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dispel the myth that we have to be growing conventional genetically modified crops in order to feed our growing population. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, we've talked about this since this discussion began some 10 years ago, that in order to feed the world, which that in and of itself we've already expelled as a fallacy, that we can't feed the world with all the food we have now. Food that's not consumed and thrown away could feed all the other countries that need food. But that's another story. It's about access to the food. So we've heard over and over again, for those who promote chemical-laden, genetically modified crops as the only alternative to be able to produce enough food for this ever-growing population, that that's the only way that we can do it. And that I remember having a discussion from someone in the ag department at the University of Illinois who said, well, not everyone can afford to eat the way you do. And I know that the fellow who runs Monsanto, whose name slips my mind right now, but Hugh Grant, thinks I'm an elitist because I want to eat organic food. I'm an elitist. He has a home in Vail, Colorado, a home in Florida. He has homes all over the country. I drive a 25-year-old Volvo, and I'm an elitist because I want to eat organic food. But the discussion always comes back that those of us who want to eat organic foods, we're just being selfish because you can't feed the world by doing that. You've got to go for conventionally grown crops. You've got to depend on chemicals. You got to depend on genetic modifications. Well, we're going to bust that myth right now with Dr. Claire Kremen. How you doing, Dr. Kremen?
Doing great, thanks.
You are over at UC Berkeley. You have your own lab there, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of stuff do you study over there?
Well, I actually study, in my lab, I study pollinators and how native pollinators can contribute to crop pollination. And one of the main things that we've found is if you want to have a lot of native pollinators around contributing to crops, you need to have a diverse farm environment.
Uh-huh.
You need to grow a lot of different types of crops, and ideally you have some other kind of non-crop vegetation on the farm itself and some natural habitat in the vicinity. And these are kind of, you know, these are the kinds of practices that typify organic farms,
right,
but don't typify our big monocultures.
Right, monoculture farms where they just grow, you know, potatoes year after year or corn year after year. They may rotate the fields, but they grow the same things. They grow corn in this one and soy in that one. Next year they grow soy in this one and corn in that one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's a biological desert, basically, these pollinators. So, yeah, I mean, so that's just one component, but it's an important component, and it kind of really opened my eyes to the bigger picture.
Now, you are also the co-director of the Berkeley Food Institute. What is the Berkeley Food Institute?
The Berkeley Food Institute is an interdisciplinary institute at the UC Berkeley campus, and we're bringing together a lot of different organizations on campus. So we have the College of Natural Resources, the School of Public Health, the School of Public Policy, the School of Journalism, and the School of Law. And the reason is because food system issues are so complex, and they really can't be siloed into one dimension.
Right.
So the Berkeley Food Institute, really our mission is to seek solutions for world food problems that take into account diversity, justice, resilience, and health of ecosystems and people.
See, and I have this theory, and this is totally aside from what we're going to be discussing, but I'm a huge fan of looking at everything through my evolutionary rose-colored glasses. And there are parts of this world where you can't grow corn, and Monsanto is striving to try to find ways to grow corn in those parts of the world. And I say that those people in those parts of the world have evolved not eating corn, and growing corn there is not the solution because they won't do well when they're eating corn. And that's just, and I am not an educated person. I just use deductive reasoning to navigate my life and stay out of falling in potholes. But it just makes sense to me that, you know, we have evolved, many of us have evolved in different geographical areas, and we have polymorphisms that lend themselves for lactose. Some of us have lactose persistence. Some of us don't. And the fact that we have never grown corn in Kenya, for instance, and I don't know that we do, but I'm just using that as an idiot's example, doesn't mean that if we grow corn in Kenya that the people are going to thrive on it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other discussion.
It is a whole other discussion, and I think it also, you know, recently, and I don't know a huge amount about this myself, but this is a really new area, is the whole gut microbiome.
Yeah.
You know, and that, the interaction of that microbiome and the evolution of that microbiome, even in individual people, with their diet is huge. And so that might also interrelate with the person's genetics, for sure.
Absolutely. I completely agree. So now let's talk about this. So what did one day did you just say, I am so tired of hearing this argument for feeding people toxic food that it's the only way we can produce enough food for this planet?
Well, sure. I mean, I was certainly curious, you know, how much can organic food produce, you know, and how much of a contribution can it make to this global food production, for example? Yes, I was definitely curious about that. And interestingly, the backstory to our paper is that I posed it to my class, my graduate seminar, a bunch of smart Berkeley graduate students, and because it's a big problem, and you know, you've got to comb through a lot of literature, and I thought it would be great to have a whole lot of great minds on the problem. And so we set out to do this as a class, which is quite interesting, quite fun that it worked out.
And So you, did you have, you know, people always say, well, you know, and we've actually done shows about evidence that shows that research tends to be skewed by the direction that the researcher wants it to go. Did you really lead into this going, I wonder, or did you have a, gee, I hope I find out that it's this way versus that way?
Well, you know, I wondered, but I, you know, there's previous work. So based on the previous work, one of the studies that was out there said that that was done in a certain way, basically bringing together all the studies and just saying sort of what percentage of the studies are showing that organic agriculture is producing more, and what percentage of the studies are showing that it's producing less. And there are other ways to do it. So that study ended up suggesting that there was a pretty small yield gap, maybe about 10%. And I thought, you know, well, what if we did this in a statistical way? Could we maybe actually find out that there's no statistical difference, even though, you know, maybe the estimated yield
gap. See, and when I read your paper, this confused me, because go ahead. So you looked at papers, 115 of them, I think, was the total?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, was, I want to say, a threefold increase in the number of papers examined for this, to discover this information, than anything that had been done previous to what you had done.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we did find more literature, which was great.
Okay. So what I found interesting was that these original papers were published, and correct me if I'm wrong, many of them found that conventional outproduces organic by a vast amount, but it was almost like it, even though you looked at the same data they did, they came up with a different opinion. So does it, they were just out to show, hey, we have to keep doing it this way.
Well, no, I don't want to say that.
Okay.
I think that, you know, there are different valid methods for bringing these data together.
Okay.
We felt that the immediately previous study, not the one I was referring to a moment ago, but the immediately previous study, which found a 25% yield gap, whereas we found a slightly smaller overall yield gap of 19%. We felt that there were some omissions in how they conducted their analysis, but I don't believe that reflects a preconceived goal on their part, nor did we have a preconceived goal. We thought we might find actually no differences between organic and conventional when you really looked at it carefully and with the best statistical methods we could bring to bear. That's not what we found. I would love to say that there's no yield gap between organic and conventional, but what we did find is there's a yield gap. It's just not an enormous one. And I think that we also discovered through looking at some additional literature that there's maybe some good reasons for that yield gap. So, for example, when you think about it, the amount of investment that there's been in conventional agriculture versus organic agriculture is an enormous difference.
Right.
To some degree, that's been quantified, especially in the United States. We have, you know, hard numbers on that. Basically, about 2% of the USDA's budget goes to organic agriculture research versus conventional research. But that's even dwarfed by, you know, you mentioned Monsanto and other companies.
Syngenta,
that invest privately in research.
Right.
They have huge budgets for this. And so the private to public comparison is also, you know, very much skewed in favor of the private. And a lot of the money towards research investment is going, again, to conventional. So what does that mean? I mean, it comes out in a few different ways. One is that even the seeds, just the seeds that are out there,
mm-hmm.
and that are being produced, those are generally being produced for a conventional farming system. And you talked about evolution before. Well, it's just so related to that. You know, if you breed a seed to do well in a conventional environment where it's going to be having every single nutrient it needs, you know, very available, it doesn't have to compete with other plants because you're using herbicides. With weeds, for example, it doesn't have to compete with them. It doesn't have pests because you're using a lot of pesticides. So it does great in that environment. But that conventional seed is not going to do very well in an organic environment.
Right.
And vice versa. And there's some research on this. You know, seeds that were bred for organic systems don't do very well in conventional systems. And not only does this complicate those kinds of comparisons that we're making in this study, but it sort of emphasizes, well, you know, most of the seeds that are being produced right now are being produced actually by just five or six companies. And they've got interesting names. They're like Monsanto, Dow, Syngenta. A lot of the companies that actually, you know, you think of them as really chemical companies, they're actually producing the seeds.
Oh,
they're
I know.
Producing, you know, GMO seeds, but they're also producing other seeds, not non-GMO seeds. And they're often combining those seeds with a chemical. Some seeds now are, for example,
pretreated.
Yeah, they're pretreated. Yeah, pretreated with a fungicide.
I'm trying to think. There was one seed that I was looking at one day, and it tells you that if this has been a pretreated seed, it has like a coating on it that you could see. It almost looks like a tar-like coating, and that's not part of the seed husk. That's something that they're putting on there.
Exactly. Yeah, to protect the seed, or so they say, as soon as it gets in the soil. So the seeds is, you know, I was getting back to the research thing and the sort of inequity in the research investment that there's been. That the seed part is a big piece, and then the other part is on agronomic methods. You know, once you've got the seeds in the ground, all the various things that you're going to do. Again, there's just been a lot more research on investment on how to grow things conventionally.
But let's be honest. It's kind of like the pharmaceutical model. It's because companies stand to profit from that side because they sell the products, they sell the seeds, they sell the stuff you need to use with the seeds. They sell this whole thing. And in the world of organics, there's not a whole lot to be sold. I mean, a company like Monsanto could not survive if they were promoting organic crops. Or they wouldn't be as big. They wouldn't be as big as they are. Let's put it that way.
I mean, they could still. A company like Monsanto could still breed seeds for an organic environment and still sell those seeds, and that could still be profitable. I would think. You know, more and more Monsanto is getting into the business of selling information. You know, they've just purchased this enormous. I forget what it's called exactly. Climate Corporation or something like that, which is really a data information system for delivering to farmers the latest and most, you know, critical information about detailed climate information that they can use. And you know, and they say that that's part of their strategy. So, you know, they may see the writing on the wall to some extent.
GMO I know they do. They've had losses three quarters in a row. I mean, there's been if they don't realize, and I've said this 1,000 times, I don't have anything against Monsanto. And we vote with our dollars. We can either buy what Monsanto wants to sell us, or we can get them to sell us what we want to buy. But it all starts with the people making the decision to navigate around certain things and buy other things. And I think they're getting the message. I have to tell you, I wish nothing more than for Monsanto to take all of their brain trusts, all of their technologies, and start focusing on food sources that are actually healthy and do not insult the human condition. That would be a wonderful thing. We'd be a winner.
That means even growing different things, because right now so much emphasis is on corn and soy, and where does that go? That goes towards mostly not feeding us, it's feeding cows and, you know, livestock, and then we're getting an unhealthy diet. So it's all
let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We got a lot of good information to drop on you.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Claire Cremen from UC Berkeley about whether or not organic crops can compete with conventional crops when we talk about feeding a large population. You know, we did a show back in 2012. I'm looking for it. I couldn't find it. That dispelled the myth that genetically modified crops are more cost effective and yield a higher yield than non-GM crops. And the reality is that that's a lie. It costs more. You have to buy your seeds. You have to spray so much more herbicide on them than what is purported to be true. And then on top of that, you're talking about the difference in yield was a couple bushels an acre. And when you did the math and looked at the expense of growing genetically modified crops versus those couple extra bushels an acre, it was a losing situation for most farmers. So I don't see 19% as a big deal. I think that's nothing compared to what has been implied without actually saying numbers, that the differences between growing conventional crops, modern day scientifically grown crops versus good old-fashioned organic crops at all. I think that's a very easy to live with number, don't you think so?
Well, I also think that we have to put it in context. I mean, when you think about it, we waste 30-40% of our food off the top. So, if we're really concerned about, are we going to have enough food? Well, we should think about that. Can we reduce that wastage? If we reduce that wastage, that more than makes up for any yield gap that we would get from growing things organically. So that's one point. The other point is, well, so what if we have slightly reduced yields? If we're going to have much more, the farming is going to be something that is not going to harm the workers on the farm, because we know that workers on the farm are getting and even people living nearby farms and children in particular are having serious health effects from pesticide impacts. And, what about the wildlife? And more importantly as well, our ability to feed future generations. I mean, we need to think about the long-term sustainability of farming, taking care of the soil, taking care of the water, taking care of those pollinators that I mentioned earlier. And
those pesky pollinators, right?
You know, well, those great pollinators. And
I know. I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
There's the University of, I think it's MIT, that's been working on robotic pollinators just in case the bees disappear. Really?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Really,
I mean, come
crazy.
On.
Yeah. So, you know, a little bit of yield gap to do all of that when we could look for other ways to make up that yield gap if we really needed it. And I think you covered this in an earlier show as well. We know we already produce more food than we need as it is. So that's one thing. You know, we produce a lot of food.
But we're never gonna change that because it's people's prerogative to go to a buffet, load up a plate, eat two things on it, throw the rest away, and do that four or five times. They feel that's their prerogative to waste food. You're never going to change the mentality of, at least of Americans, that it's their prerogative to waste food. Unfortunately, I mean, I'm being sincere. You're not going to be able to get, I mean, when I was a kid, I'm 56 years old. When I was a kid, I went to parochial school. We used to collect money for the kids in Biafra. Right.
Right. I remember that too.
My mother would say to me, "You better eat everything on that plate because there's kids starving in Biafra."
Right.
I didn't even know where Biafra was. All I knew was is a picture of a kid that I saw from UNICEF. We used to collect money for them with the big bloated belly, and I'd be like, "Oh, these poor kids, they don't have any food." But we were collecting money to give them to send them wheat mash and grain mash. It's like that's not going to save their lives. You know, help these people become organic farmers. Find crops that grow there naturally and help them grow those.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, it's much more important. And, you know, it's much more important to improve the conditions for agriculture in developing countries with the people who are actually hungry than to produce a lot more, than to say, oh, well, we're just going to produce a lot more grain here and send it over there. That really doesn't work.
No, but that's from an industrial commerce standpoint, that's a great thing.
Exactly.
Hey, we'll produce their food for them. We'll make money. We'll sell it. Now, you did look at...
But I disagree with you about the food waste thing. I do think things can be done. Because, you know, there's different sources of food waste. It's not just people going to the buffet too many times. That's true kind of here. But again, in developing countries, food is wasted as well, but it's sort of sad. It's because, you know, they don't have ways of getting it to market quickly or they don't have places to store it. So they need some infrastructure development that would help, along with helping with the methods of growing food really well. Those two things would be great.
One of the things that we do in my home in order to impact food wasting is once a week we have a clean the refrigerator soup day.
Well, that's a great idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, because what goes bad first, right? It's the produce, right? The vegetables and stuff. So you cut up all the vegetables, you throw them in some chicken broth, then you add some other things, and then if you have some chicken, you throw that in there, and next thing you know, you have a bowl of soup, and you cleaned out a bunch of things that you were going to throw away in 2 days.
Excellent idea. Everybody should do that. I mean, and again, I think that, yeah, we could do things, maybe not about the buffet situation, but in our own homes, and also the supersizing. I think the supersizing is the way that, you know, corporations sell more food cheaply. They get rid of the food. People pay money for it, but it encourages more waste. So, you know, there's stuff that could be done also to change people's attitudes about food. It's a lot of it's about education. We should use your clean the refrigerator idea. Get that one out there.
Well, it's not my idea. Actually, it's Elisa's idea, who also co-hosts the Friday show with me.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But Elisa will not waste anything. She will not throw it away. She makes me eat it. I swear to God, this is the truth. She'll say to me, "We've got this little piece of chicken in the refrigerator. Are you going to eat it?" And I'll say, "I really didn't want to." He goes, "Well, I don't want to throw it away. Will you eat it?" And I go, "Okay, give me. I'll eat it." She won't waste anything, I'm telling you.
I also hate wasting stuff.
Well, there you go. It must be a woman thing. Yeah, there you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about you found some opportunities to improve the organic yield and reduce that potential 19% variable down to like 9 or 10%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll
talk
about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We're talking with Dr. Claire Kremen. We're talking about the realities that we can. For those of you who are hell-bent on feeding the world, we can feed them organic. It doesn't have to be Frankenfood. We'll be right back.
You want free freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Claire Cremen from UC Berkeley. We're talking about the reality that we don't need all of these poisoned vegetables and fruits. I don't like to say fruits and vegetables. It should be the other way around. You should be eating more vegetables than fruits in your diet. And we can feed the population and the growing population and continue to feed the population by growing them organically. The whole idea that we're growing organic and having a discussion about organic is crazy. It's like if lead got into water and we've been drinking lead tainted water for so long that we're going to give regular water a unique name, like organic water. No, it's the way it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be consuming all these chemicals. And don't be fooled by anybody who says a little bit of this isn't going to hurt you, because they're crazy. So this 19% variation between what is produced conventionally and what can be produced organically is minimal. In my humble opinion, it's worth it not to have all of the chemicals in your diet. It's worth it not to destroy the land and the water. It's worth it not to poison the animals and kill all of the pollinators. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. But you found ways where you think you could actually improve it, right?
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you that it's worth it. And a couple of ways. Well, one thing is that, you know, that 19% is an average across all the different types of crops, but actually there's some big differences among crop categories. And one crop category, set of crop categories, fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds, actually have lower yield gaps than the grains, for example. Probably, again, reflecting that there's been so much investment in improving grains for conventional production.
Right.
So, but the fruits and vegetables, not so much, and the nuts and seeds. And those are the things we should be eating more of, whereas a lot of the grain is going to feed meat, is going to feed livestock anyway.
Yes.
So that's one thing. But also, you know, just a couple of classic techniques that are used very much in, you know, in what I would call good organic farming also reduce these gaps. And so crop rotation, that's really important. That reduces the gaps by about half. And growing multiple crops together could be through intercropping, or it could be just having a lot of different crops in the same field. That also reduces the gaps. And those are the kinds of organic techniques that, you know, your classic organic farmers are already using. But more and more, organic is changing too. You know, there's a big sort of agribusiness organic is looking more and more like conventional with just switching some of the inputs.
The USDA just had a meeting here in Louisville that many of us attended, because they are wanting to loosen up what can be considered organic. And this is nonsense. Let's loosen up what's considered alive or dead. If somebody's only been dead for 6 hours, let's continue to call them live. No, it's either live or dead. There's no in-between here. I mean, it's ridiculous. And see, what's happening is, large companies are starting to recognize that they can make a lot of money in the organic business, but we need to change the organic business just a little so it fits what we want to do with it. This is what's happening again.
Yeah, no, that I think that definitely has happened. But you can still find really, you know, fantastic organic production systems. Go to the farmers market, go to stores that promote the small organic growers, many of them are doing things extremely well.
Dr. Blair Helvey, who's been was on my show probably 4 years ago, I think she studied at University of Louisville or University of Kentucky. I forget which one. She's an entomologist who specializes in working with farmers to help them create a diverse culture of bugs that keep their crops intact. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Her website is called Bugs Behaving Badly. I met her through one of my farmers that I do business with, Mennonite family. They provide her with all of her praying mantis pods, because this one fella, Jay King, that I've been doing business with him for a decade now, he has this one area of forest land on his property that for some reason, every year he harvests like 300 or 400 of praying mantis pods, and then he sells them to her, and she sells them to farmers who put them in their fields and let them hatch, and boom, you got a little brigade of pest control bugs out there.
Yeah.
But she says we don't really need pesticides if we understand which bugs work in our behalf and which ones don't.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's, and you know, there's a lot of things you can do to promote the beneficial insects, the ones that are going to control the pests, and that's what, you know, good organic farmers are doing that. That's what all these crop rotations help with that too, because instead of just having the same thing available for those pest populations to get bigger and bigger and bigger year after year, what you want to do is interrupt that cycle so you grow something different. That's why the crop rotation works. It has a lot of other benefits too, but that's one of them. Or growing a lot of different crops in the same field that supports different beneficial insects that can control those pests, and at the same time it prevents having this huge feast out there for a specialized pest that, you know, only eats melon, for example,
right,
or something like that. So, you know, that's why this principle of diversifying the farm field in space and also over time, across time, is really important because it helps break those cycles of pests and diseases as well.
Yeah, it's you know, and I'm afraid, I have to tell you, because I feel like every year we lose a little more ground in this area and we receive more of these toxins in our, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with this already, but, you know, glyphosate has kind of run its course. I mean, they're recommending, someone showed me a bulletin, and we talked about it on the show, I think, a couple weeks ago. The Monsanto is now recommending that farmers spray their crops with glyphosate right before the harvest. This makes no sense. You're harvesting it, so what do you care whether the weeds are going to continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
But so that means that there's even a higher glyphosate load on food that's going to be produced by farmers who follow this advisory. And it's scary. And now the glyphosate's not working. So now they're adding one of the components that was in Agent Orange, 2,4-D, because
yeah,
it's stronger than glyphosate. And, of course, the USDA and the FDA go, well, it's safe. It's safe. You know, my frustration with this is no one really knows if it's safe. And no one ever gets punished when they're wrong. I mean, they just foist this stuff on the American population. And they go, yeah, no, it's okay. And then when they're wrong 10 years later, they just pull it. But nobody ever gets, you don't get your life back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very frustrating to me. You know, this whole concept of sovereign immunity, in my humble opinion, is one of the flaws in our government. But I'm just afraid that enough people aren't understanding this. Have you been on many talk shows? Have people reached out to you to have you on their radio shows and TV shows to talk about this reality?
No, I haven't been on a lot of talk shows, actually. Maybe this is, well, I've certainly been on the radio before, mostly on my pollinator work. But this line of work for me is a little bit newer, and so I think you are the first talk show I've been on regarding this.
That makes me sad, because we get a steady stream of a diet of misinformation about these things are safe and GMO is safe, and, you know, you have everybody out there telling you that this stuff is okay, don't worry about it. We have all of this hubbub about, well, we don't have to label GMOs, it's okay. But there's no balance. There's nobody going, well, by the way, maybe we really don't need to grow food that way. Did you know that we could grow as much food as we need without using those caustic chemicals on our food? More people should be talking to you. Dr. Oz should have you on his show.
Yeah.
He has a huge audience. People need to say, you know, why am I eating this crap? I don't have to. I just found out today I didn't have to because of Dr. Claire Kremen. You know, it's like I want food that isn't coated in poisons. And you know what the funny thing is, Dr. Kremen? When I have this discussion with people who don't understand anything about it, I say to them, let me ask you a question. If I knocked on your door every day for the next year and said, bring your children over here, I'm going to put one drop of glyphosate on their tongue every day, just one drop, what would you do? Would you let me in the house to do it? Of course not. You'd think I was crazy. You'd call Child Protective Services on me. Well, you're doing that now by not feeding them organically grown produce. And then it becomes, then the light bulb goes off in their head. Oh, wait a minute. You can't wash it off. It gets sucked up in the root system. It becomes part of the flesh of the plant. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap it up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince.
For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of pre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me. You made her catch you?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I think this show puts one thing to rest. We don't have to grow our crops the way we are today in order to feed an ever-growing population. In fact, I'm hoping for a renaissance to occur where the small family farms grow in number and we decentralize the food chain, and then we'll have access to locally sourced. More of us will have access to locally sourced, I already have access to it, locally sourced, organically grown foods and animal proteins that are raised in humane ways. I mean, just everything will change. Everything will change. The only thing that won't work well is the companies that make a lot of money from centralized food distribution. That's it. You think that'll ever happen, Dr. Kremen? You think that maybe 100 years from now we'll have learned our lesson and we'll go back to the way we used to do things, which was better?
Well, I think in some ways it has to happen. I mean, I don't think that our planet can keep sustaining, you know, this style of agriculture. So I think we have to get smarter, you know, for our own survival long term. You know, how it will play out, I don't know, but so I think it has to happen. I also like to be optimistic that it will happen.
So, yeah.
It's going to take a lot of work. I mean, that's one of the things the Berkeley Food Institute is really interested in. How can we make this really major transition? You know, right now our food system is so dominated by a few really major corporations and the way they do business. And this is great for them, very profitable, but it isn't great for people's diets, people's access to food, for health, for environmental health. And so a lot really needs to change, and it's complicated. You know, how do you, which piece do you start with? It's so interconnected.
Do you think is it more difficult from a technique an education standpoint to grow organic crops than crops that you plant and you slather them with all these chemicals and you just, you know, put on a hazmat suit and go out and harvest it once a year and that's it?
I think it is more difficult. People talk about not only organic, but other suites of techniques like agroecological methods as being very knowledge and management intensive. And even the growers I know who do farm this way, they talk about their own knowledge and learning process. You know, 20 years out, they're really getting good at it. So that is a difficulty, you know, that, it takes a lot of knowledge and it takes willingness to engage in that learning process. I think it is more difficult. It's more complex. You're managing more things. If you're going to grow a lot more things, which is a good organic grower is going to grow a lot of things. They're going to have all these rotations and they're going to have these polycultures. They're growing a lot of different crops, not just one. That already is more complicated because each crop has its own needs.
Right.
And you have to understand something about that. But it's also fascinating and wonderful and, you know, really fulfilling. So, and I think that we're seeing a lot of, especially young people, wanting to get into this, which is really encouraging.
What role does the fact that the largest crop producers in the country right now have been slathering their fields in copious amounts of toxic chemicals for decades? And if everybody said tomorrow morning, okay, we're going to do this,
mm-hmm.
their land is worthless. They couldn't grow anything on there for maybe 20 or 30 years.
There's a rehabilitation process that, you know, it's almost like we have to restore those soils, because when you think about it, the soil, I mean, it's just been pummeled with synthetic fertilizers and with pesticides. So the microbiome of the soil is not very healthy. So that's one thing. And then, you know, organic growers know that you've got to feed the soil, you've got to put a lot of compost in. That's creating that rich soil microbiota, but it's also creating literally habitat in the soil where, a lot of complexity of the structure of the soil, big pieces, little pieces, and that's where all these other organisms grow, like, you know, or survive. I mean, that's their habitat, basically, all these insects and millipedes and centipedes and earthworms, all these things that are decomposers and that are necessary to have there in the soil to make that soil a healthy soil. It's not just the microbes, but that whole community. And so organic growers, if they're going to take a piece of land that's been farmed conventionally for a long time, it's going to take a while. It's going to take careful, you know, rejuvenation of that soil, putting in a lot of compost, growing a lot of what they call green manure crops, meaning they're growing legumes, for example, that fix nitrogen into the soil naturally, and then they plow that material right into the soil and have it decompose right in there. And it takes a while. I don't know. I don't think 20 years, but I think, you know, they say you have to transition, you know, legally you have to have 3 years to transition to organic.
Yeah, we don't even know what the half-life of some of these purported chemicals are. And
yeah.
You know what I learned from my son? My son lives in San Diego. He goes to UCSD, and like a good young man living in San Diego, he grows marijuana for dispensaries to make extra money while he's in school.
Mm.
He has a permit and all that sort of stuff. So he was telling me all about, you know, he's gotten so into agriculture. I said, Chase, maybe you should change your major, but he's going to be a physician's assistant, and that's what he wants to do. Great. But he told me that the microbiome in the soil can span miles. In other words, there's this tapestry of microbes that are all interconnected. He said, so when you use products like glyphosate, which specifically destroys the microbes in the soil so that other plants can't grow, which those of you listening to this need to remember, we're just discovering the magic of our own microbiome. Who knows what residual glyphosate is doing in your stomach? That's another story. But he said, when you grow crops, he goes, yeah, it destroys the microbes in the soil, and those dead microbes break this chain connectivity of other microbes, and the damage could actually be vast. It could be miles around that particular farm.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
A bit beyond my territory. I can't really comment on it, but it certainly is interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Listen, I want to thank you for this work. And
thank
I
you.
Really hope that more and more people have an opportunity to talk to you and share this with their audiences, because more and more people need to understand that we don't have to do it this way, even though we're being told we do, okay?
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy New Year. Take care.
And to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you have it. The lies dispelled, the myth busted, that if we want to feed the world, we have no choice but to do it the way that companies like Monsanto and Syngenta and other big agricultural companies tell us that we have to do it. The USDA tells us we have to do it. They're all lying to you. They're all lying to you. Even if there's no way to avoid that 19% lack in yield, even if farmers have to really use their brains more because they're not relying on chemicals to make up for what they don't know about farming, even if there's unforeseen issues that we haven't even broached yet because we don't know what they are, like what do we do with the land that's been poisoned for decades? How long do we wait before we start growing on it again? Even if all those things are true, it's still undeniable that it's unacceptable to sell people food that is poisoning them. And it is poisoning them. I don't care what the USDA says. Okay? They're idiots. You know that. I know that. They're idiots. It's unacceptable to harm the animals. I mean, where are the vegans and the vegetarians on this one? All that stuff that they're growing out there, why aren't the vegans and vegetarians going after conventional farmers instead of just going after farmers who raise cows and pigs? Why aren't they saying, hey, you're killing innocent animals, you're destroying the planet, you're destroying the pollinators? Where are they? But this is unsustainable, what we're doing right now. And if it doesn't change soon, it's not just going to be the human population that's suffering, but it's going to be the planet, the animals, and everything. And it's scary. But again, you have the power to vote with your dollars by demanding organic foods where necessary. Use the environmental working groups, Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen, which is ever growing, to select your foods. By doing that, it sends a message that you will not stand for anything less than food that contributes to your health. And next time you have somebody who says, look, we have no choice but to do it this way because we have to feed the planet, say, have you ever heard of Dr. Claire Cremen over at UC Berkeley? Why don't you read her paper and find out that you're just repeating a lie. That's a lie. That the yield difference between organic and conventional crops is 19%, and that's a very, very small difference when you consider the benefits of growing organic. So there you go. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget about his new supplement, Progenidrex. You have to go to Predator Nutrition. For those of you inside the United States, use the coupon code USROCKS. And you'll save 50% off the second bottle. Buy one, get the second bottle for 50% off. And also, I want to thank All American EFX for being a title sponsor to the show now. You'll be hearing more from Dr. Jeff Galini. We're going to be doing some fun things with those folks very soon. And don't forget, jumpstart your fat loss by going to superhumanradio.com and getting a free month supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie. Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein,